Good morning. Blessed to be alive. New week, new mindset, great goals, new goals actually, and just another opportunity to become a better you. Again, my name is DJ, and this is my podcast slash journal entry slash mental therapy therapy session, if you may. So I figured out a way to actually make this as consistent as possible, because, you know, it's good for the health to speak your mind, to have many ideas put out there, speaking to the universe, and hopefully it comes back tenfold. So I'm going to be as consistent as creating maybe like a quick session every single morning. Maybe that'll help me start my day, motivate me, motivate others who are listening. So I figured today we can start off. I mean, it can go anywhere, but I feel like I can create something. So how about hashtag Motivation Monday presents positivity, I guess, you know. I think a lot of people lack the ability to be positive in any type of situation. You know, it's very easy to be positive in a positive situation. It's very easy to be positive and, you know, in a great vibe and in a normal situation, but it's more of a challenge when you have to be positive through the bad times. You have to be positive through an issue. You have to be positive through a negative thing going on in your life. And it's very difficult, and people, I think a lot of people tend to lack that, you know, sense to kind of see things through. And I have a book, which is a very thick book, which I've been trying to attack for years now, but, you know, I'm slightly intimidated by the fact that it's thick. But I do want to eventually read it. It's called The Power of Positivity. The Power of Positivity. And one of my friends recommended it like 2 years ago, and it's been in my shelf for so long. I've been attacking different books, but never wanted to do that one just yet. You know, we all need a little more positive vibes in our lives. I do eventually want to attack the book. But overall, from my experience of positivity, I mean, you're right. I mean, people go through things where they can't be positive, and they're not trying to be positive. But I think in that sense, you have to find the good in a lot of things. And as hard as it sounds, it might be the best remedy for you. Like, you know, in every bad situation, you have to kind of step back and smile, and it'll give you a better thought process. You know, walk away from a situation and think of the good parts of life, you know, bring yourself to be happy. Of all the things that I'm going through right now, with stress and in many things, I'm trying to stay as positive as possible. We as humans don't get that time to be positive because we're constantly moving. But, you know, sometimes it's good to just, even when you wake up early in the morning, you know, give yourself that 5 to 10 minutes without any interruptions to just be thankful and grateful for everything that you have in your life so far. Whether it be, you know, I just passed my exam, and it's like, I'm an intelligent person, I can pass my exam. You know, I have work later, I'm getting paid on Friday. I get to do what I love. I get to see my family, my loved ones, my friends today. You know, those are little things that makes us happy versus to outweigh the stress, you know. So being positive is being able to see the negative, the bad things that are going on, and also seeing the good things, and kind of creating a mental list on, okay, well, the good outweighs the bad, so my life is not so bad after all, and I need to stay in that realm of positivity so I can attack the negative things that are going on. So, I mean, that's my take on this morning's positivity. A little bit, feel free to call in, send something back, and give me more of the positives. I can use it. We all can. And thank you again, DJ, signing out. Have a great week. Have a great Monday. Doesn't matter the things that are going on in your life. Be positive, stay strong, and we all fighting a good fight. Thank you. Have a good Monday again.